And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of June, 2016. It was on this date, 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor, a gift from France. Sheets of copper over a framework of steel supports standing 305 feet tall. It's the birthday of the composer Igor Stravinsky, born in Oranienbaum near St. Petersburg, Russia, 1882. His first big success as a composer was his ballet The Firebird, based on a Russian folktale. It was very popular. He traveled all over Europe to conduct it, and then got an idea for a ballet about a pagan ritual in which a virgin is sacrificed to the gods of spring by dancing herself to death. Stravinsky composed the piece on a piano in a cottage that he rented. A boy working outside the window kept shouting up at him that the chords were all wrong. Stravinsky played part of the piece for the director of the theater where it would be performed, and the director said, "How much longer will it go on like that?" He entitled the piece The Rite of Spring, Le Sacre du Printemps, and at its premiere in 1913 in Paris, the audience broke out into a riot. Police had to come to calm the chaos. It was one of the most famous premieres in the history of music, and it made Stravinsky's reputation. And today is the birthday of John Wesley, born in Epworth, England, 1703, the founder of Methodism, which spread rapidly. By 1850, the Methodist Church had more members than any other Christian denomination in the United States. Methodists have established more colleges, hospitals, more retirement homes than any other denomination. And it was a Methodist preacher, William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army to reach the poor and the needy. Methodists also started Goodwill Industries in 1902. And today is the birthday of the poet Ron Padgett, born 1942, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Went to New York, go to Columbia University, fell in with a group of poets, including Kenneth Koch, Frank O'Hara, and Ted Barragan. Here's a poem by Ron Padgett on his birthday entitled Hug. The older I get, the more I like hugging. When I was little, the people hugging me were much larger. In their grasp, I was a rag doll. In adolescence, my body was too tense to relax for a hug. Later, after the loss of virginity, which was anything but a loss, the extreme proximity of the other person, the smell of hair, the warmth of the skin, the sound of breathing in the dark, these were mysterious and delectable. This hug had two primary components, the anticipation of sex and the pleasure of intimacy, which itself is a combination of trust and affection. It was this latter combination that came to characterize the hugging I have experienced only in recent years, a hugging that knows no distinctions of gender or age. When this kind of hug is mutual for a moment, the world is perfect the way it is, and the tears we shed for it are perfect, too. I guess it is an embrace. Hug, a poem by Ron Padgett from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.